You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dion once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Mr. Matthew Neil Davis, an author, speaker, and attorney. He owns and manages Davis Law PLLC, a firm dedicated to helping business owners make smart business decisions. His new book is The Art of Preventing Stupid, How to Build a Stronger Business Strategy Through Better Risk Management. You got to love the approach and the sounds of this. And Mr. Davis, welcome to the program.
Wow, thanks. Yeah, happy to be here.
And we're equally happy to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time and looking forward to hearing from you today. So business is filled with detours and challenges, as we know, but who's fundamentally responsible for the problems facing a business?
Well, that's the management. And ultimately, it, you know, the buck stops with the CEO. Okay, we can agree to that, right? And the CEO is going to have your management team, which would be your COO. We serve as general counsel for a lot of businesses. And in that regard, often the general counsel is kind of the conscience of the business. And by that, I mean most business managers think in this order: improve, grow, and protect. And protect is kind of an afterthought. And I was talking to an attorney down in San Antonio today, and she was talking about how much she worries about the businesses that she represents. I said, yeah, that's because as general counsel, our first line is protect, because the general counsel of your business tends to be the most paranoid member of the business management team. Now, you'll see some of your CFOs that'll jump into that realm too. But ultimately, it's the whole team, but the buck stops with the CEO.
And you're totally correct in that regard. Now, why do you say many business failures look alike? That's interesting. And don't they come in countless varieties? Talk to us about that.
They come in countless varieties. But what we have learned and what we have determined are all of your problems in business really come from three sources. And source number one is failure to prepare for catastrophes. And we don't believe that catastrophes are that hard to predict, because we have the same ones over and over and over again. And in the system that we use, and the system that I set out in the book, we call it the Business Immune System Report. We break down the seven working parts of your business to show, to put a sharper edge on your analysis. So the first way that people get in trouble is fail to prepare for catastrophes. And that can be in the owner, or it could be with the personnel. It could be down in the marketing. It could be in sales. The second way is people then aren't honest with themselves about the skill sets that they need to have to run their business. In sort of a blunt way, I just call that ignorance, because that's what it is. And there's nothing to be shamed about being ignorant. We're all ignorant about different things, right? And who was it? Swim with the sharks without getting eaten alive. Harvey McKay said, I can't believe how stupid I was just 2 weeks ago. That's his kind of constant mantra in there. And so we really believe that business owners and their management team need to take serious responsibility for the ignorance on their team. And there's really no excuse for it anymore with the learning resources that are at our fingertips, with the internet, online classes. The ability to acquire information, to acquire knowledge, is so profoundly awesome these days. How can anybody justify not, first of all, identifying the knowledge that they need, and second of all, getting it? And then the third way that people get into trouble is they're inept about what they're doing. And I'm speaking to a YPO forum tomorrow. And so, you know, those businesses, to get into YPO, you've got to have a revenue basis of $12 million. So they're pretty established businesses, or at least getting there. And you often see a lot of ineptitude in more established businesses, because they start to get comfortable with themselves. They start to rest on their laurels. They quit worrying about the competition as much. and so on. So, again, let's break it down. Three ways that we see people get into trouble. Number one, failure to prepare for catastrophes. Number two, being ignorant about what they're doing. And number three, just being inept. So that's why we think that you can build a good system to keep yourself out of trouble.
Strong points made there. Good stuff. Now, let's get into the kinds of failures that can bring a business down if they're not anticipated, as you say.
Yeah, well, you know, we break business failures down into 21 points because we take those first three categories and then we cross-reference that with the seven working systems of every business, which is the owner slash management, the personnel. Of course, you're going to have a little bit of overlap there depending on how you want to categorize your management team. And then you've got the production. That's how the work gets done. It's the plant where you do the work. You've got the measurements or metrics, how you measure it. And then you've got the marketing and you've got the sales. Marketing's how you get the leads. Sales, how you close the deal. By the way, then once you have the sales, that determines how many people you need in your business. So that determines and the size of your personnel team. So it all kind of works like a snowball, hopefully a snowball going uphill to growth. And your failures can come in any one of those 21 points or 21 categories that are created by that. And what you do is you then start to ask really pointed questions. For instance, you know, what catastrophes could happen in my marketing? And, you know, some businesses are really reliant on online marketing. And matter of fact, a lot of businesses are now. And so reputation management is increasingly important, right? And, you know, another way, let's look at ignorance, okay? We got a book deal last year and kind of came from out of the blue. I wrote a book and next thing you know, I got picked up by a good publisher. We didn't know anything about book marketing. We were completely ignorant. And we went out and we just started studying it because we realized that was a skill set we needed to acquire. Otherwise, it could have been a complete failure and a complete flop for us. And instead, we made one of the Amazon bestseller list last week.
How about that? That is pretty awesome there. Tell us, are there other kind of catastrophes owners should be prepared for? It seems like there would be an endless list of possibilities there.
Well, yes and no. You see the same things over and over again. And here's one of the kickers here. Your problems are the flip side of your goals. So when you have goals, your goals define what your problems are going to be. And so whenever I'm meeting with a client and we're talking about proactive legal services, or and this kind of bleeds, what we do kind of bleeds over into almost business coaching aspects. But I want to know what their goals are, because if I know what their goals are, I can reverse engineer what their problems are going to be. And there's a lot of common denominator problems. For instance, you know, business succession is an obvious one. You know, who's going to own the business if you die, or how are you going to sell it? That's and you know, if and it's a real big problem if you die in the saddle. So that's one. You know, reputation in your marketing. That's a common denominator that you're going to see. And as your company gets big, one thing we always plug in with our clients is making sure that you're prepared to lose your key man, because that can be a disaster for a company. So we like to think that there's some just very common ones that we see all the time, and then we break catastrophes down into natural catastrophes, which you know can be a flood, can be a tornado, and then we would have internal catastrophes, which would be losing one of your key men, or an external catastrophe, which could be your competition coming in and stealing your market away from you, or something of that sort. So the point is, what we like to help our clients do is be, and this is borrowing a phrase from Jim Collins. He talks about productive paranoia. We're trying to teach our clients how to be productively paranoid about asking the right questions to avoid problems.
You certainly have dished out a wealth of information and food for thought so far. Today we're joined by Mr. Matthew Neil Davis, owner and manager of Davis Law PLLC, a firm dedicated to helping business owners make smart business decisions. He is also the author of the new book, The Art of Preventing Stupid, How to Build a Stronger Business Strategy Through Better Risk Management. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Davis, beyond catastrophes, what's the next kind of failure?
Well, like we talked about earlier, ignorance. And again, no shame in ignorance. We're all ignorant. And we all, as our business changes, as our business grows, I have a friend that says, new level, new devil. You may have heard that before. And it means you're just going to have different needs. For instance, I was out at a client's office, and they're a oil field service company. I live in Oklahoma. And, you know, these are tough guys. These are the guys you want in the foxhole with you if you're in the war. And they were just exhausted because they were working 12, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I went out, and they were complaining about it, and I said, you know, your problem is you're ignorant about how to hire and recruit and hire people. And these guys were not real happy for me or with me for a minute or so. And then finally they said, you know, Davis, you're right. And by identifying that problem and putting it in their face, they then fixed the problem. And we came back next month, or actually it was 3 months later, had another business immune system report review. And I said, and they said, well, look, we've figured out how to hire people. I said, great. Have you figured out how to train them? They said, no, not really. I said, okay, well, let's get that straightened out. So the point is, just identifying the real lack of skill sets in your business gives you the impetus to go fix the problem, or to go rather prevent it. Sometimes it's fix, sometimes it's prevent. And prevention's a heck of a lot better. That's why we have the old adage, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure.
I like it. Good stuff there. Tell us, what's the question to ask to recognize and then address ignorance?
Well, you got to look at your goals. And you take a hard look at your goals and are honest about where you want your business to be. And then you reverse engineer and go, what don't I know that I need to know to get there? And, you know, I set out the example of how do you recruit and hire? And we went through that early on when we were growing as a firm. We were having a hard time recruiting, and we figured out that LinkedIn was a spectacular tool for us to use. But it took some learning and some testing to go do that. But we had to know what our goals were to root out the ignorance. And it might be in marketing. It might be in what you need to know as the business owner. I mean, we use scaling up. I was just talking to a business that uses EOS. And the lessons in there are super important for the owner and the management team to have. And you need to be honest with yourself about what you don't know.
Yeah, and that is for certain. Now, on to the third kind of failures. We've got catastrophes and ignorance, one outside the pure view of the company and one very much within the company. What else is there?
Well, you've got ineptitude. And the classic story that I include in my main presentation about ineptitude is Boeing. There was in 1935, but the U.S. Army Air Corps wanted a new bomber. We needed a new bomber. And Boeing shows up at Dayton, Ohio with the Model 299. They forgot to take the chocks out of the ailerons, right? The plane crashed, never really even got up in the air to speak of, just because they didn't follow a checklist. And by the way, your general way of controlling ineptitude is by implementing systems and following through with them. And that was one of the key things that got Boeing and airlines in general and pilots to start using checklists. Before that, there was kind of this swashbuckling idea about, or daredevil idea about flight. And, you know, that plane was the B-17. Now, this twerpy little B-18, which was a crummy little two-engine bomber, won the competition until somebody finally said, maybe we ought to give Boeing another chance. And, you know, then after that, and about 3 years later, Boeing got a contract. But they almost lost everything. And they, by the way, they made over 10,000 of those planes and sold them to us, and they were instrumental in us winning the war. But that's a great example of ineptitude. And by the way, this little disaster that Boeing's having with the 737 MAX is kind of a batch of ineptitude too, because they didn't do a really, as I understand it from talking to some pilot friends, they didn't do a really good job of making sure that the third world pilots that are flying that thing got the right training.
Interesting facts right there. How can you convince a growth-hungry business owner to focus on routines instead? I've always been one of routines myself.
As far as the routine that we talk to people about, we talk about, again, teaching people and business owners how to be productively paranoid. And I know that it has to be efficient. I know it has to be incisive. And so in The Art of Preventing Stupid, we outline a system that you can run through in 30 minutes or an hour. And here's one of the kickers that we really press to convince people to do this, is that what's going to happen is you're going to find problems that are latent, that are buried. And by doing that, you're going to improve your business performance. So what we deliver with our clients and through the book, by teaching the business how to run the business immune system, is really improve performance in your business. And it part of it is from A, preventing problems and keeping you out of trouble, but then also just generally improving your business. Because when there's a right way to run a business, and I had a client once who I got after him because he had not done succession planning, and it was a big business. And as soon as we realized that and I got him serious about it, we went out and hired a couple senior vice presidents, and then they just bought one of their large competitors. And one of the reasons they were able to do that is because they had the bandwidth on the management team that they were really lacking. So short answer is, because we show them how preventing stupid, as we call it, because we believe getting into most of your problems are stupid mistakes. If you prevent stupid, you're going to go a lot farther. We say prevention is direction.
Really, some great information shared here today. Just got a couple more questions for you before we conclude. What's the overall value in focusing on business failures this way?
Well, Jim Collins, let's go back to that. In Great by Choice, he maps out four qualities of what he calls 10X leaders, which are just the spectacular leaders of businesses. And one of those four categories is productive paranoia. And so I think the ultimate point is, without learning to be productively paranoid, and let's emphasize productive, because any old fool can be paranoid, but being productive about it is another thing. If you don't learn to be productively paranoid about protecting your business, you're not going to be a 10X leader. And in Great by Choice, Collins talks about how Bill Gates spent a lot of time worrying about all the challenges to Microsoft. And that's one of the key reasons that they're successful. It is a fundamental skill set that the 10X business leaders need to know.
Mr. Davis, would you say this is really part of an overall defensive business strategy? What's your thought there?
don't want to quarrel with you. I think it's part of an offensive strategy, because if you avoid problems, then you're in great shape to go out and play your A game. And if you don't, you're not. So there's this concept of the best defense is a good offense. I'm not sure that's true. I think the best defense is a good defense. But if you don't have just that little bit of defense, you're not going to be on your A game to go be the 10X leader or to go dominate the market like you want to.
And that certainly makes sense. And just to make sure, as we conclude, so you're saying that preventing so many stupid mistakes requires disciplined foresight. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And it requires a system. I mean, W. Edwards Deming said, a bad system will beat a good person every time. Okay? And so you have to be productive about it. And what the Art of Preventing Stupid book, and we've got a podcast, same name, teaches you how to do that productively, because that is one of the real shortcomings in American business literature. Is I don't know of anybody else teaching people how to be productively paranoid. We call it preventing stupid because we believe that the vast majority of business problems are preventable. And if you do that, you're going to perform in ways that you're just otherwise not even in the game.
Mr. Davis, could listen to you all day. Fantastic and very informative and super information shared here today. Can't thank you enough. If listeners wanted to pick up your book, The Art of Preventing Stupid, or to be in touch with you in regards to your firm, Davis Law, PLLC, where's the best place online to get these details?
Yeah, our firm is, our website's davisbusinesslaw.com. And then the book's on Amazon and the podcast is up on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found.
Well, that's about as easy as it gets, and we'll certainly be tuning into your podcast. I'm sure if it's as good as what we've covered today, it's got to be a rock-solid tune-in and must-listen for sure. Thanks again for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Matthew Neil Davis, owner and manager of Davis Law PLLC, a firm dedicated to helping business owners make smart business decisions. He is also the author of the new book titled The Art of Preventing Stupid, How to Build a Stronger Business Strategy Through Better Risk Management. And for further details, visit either artofpreventingstupid.com or davisbusinesslaw.com. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.